This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats, folks, are the party of contradictions. I asked earlier in the first segment, first hour, how Democrats can get away with their ruses. The ruse that Hunter Biden is a good citizen. That there's nothing on his laptop. There's nothing he did that is illegal in taking millions of dollars, because that's what crackheads do. That's how what they want you to understand, folks, is that if you're a crackhead, you can live the American dream. If you're white. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't pull the race card. I'm just pulling the Hunter Biden card. My daddy's vice president. He's the big guy. You better pay attention. He's real good friends with that black dude that's in charge. You better pay attention. We'll racialize this. The lie, folks. Here's another one. That the Obamas are popular. On what planet? Think of the media blitz leftists gave to make us believe that Michelle Obama was the most popular person on the planet. Every magazine put her on the cover. They wrote glowing articles about this woman. This woman's background is so tainted. I told everybody she wouldn't run for president. It's too bad she didn't. She would have been the first black female president, and they would have shoehorned her in for Joey Demento. There's a reason they didn't do it, because she's compromised. They could have put anybody in that spot. Oprah Winfrey. Idris Elba. Anybody. Jay-Z. Beyonce. It didn't matter. They chose a white old clown. A political fool. A moron. And they put him in over Michelle Obama. They knew the big cheat was in. They didn't pick her. She's not popular. The reason why they didn't put Melania Trump on the blitz, the type of blitz that Michelle Obama did, is it would have put, Michelle Obama wouldn't even be mentioned anymore. Melania Trump was 1,000 times more classy. It had nothing to do with her being white. It had to do with her being so pro-American. Here's a first lady that didn't give a crap about America, racialized this country to no end. Look, I don't mind Michelle Obama lifting up young black women. I think it's a great thing. But I do mind they're doing it at the detriment of others. The only way these people are popular, I'm talking about the Obamas, is when some super wealthy person puts on an event, a gala, and they bring them in and they do a one-on-one with one of their friends, Oprah or Gail or somebody. They bring in the media. They pay millions of dollars to make it look as if people give a crap. If the Obamas threw a party and they put a notice up, I'm going to just use you as an example. If they said the Obamas are going to be in town, you can go see them at blankety blank nightclub or whatever because they couldn't fill an arena, would you go? Would you put it on your calendar? No way. And for the record, neither would most black folks. They don't care. They see the Obamas for what they are. They're people who got over on the system. Black people know this. The reason why you don't hear much about the Obamas, just so for the record, is few people care about them. It's Hollywood that builds a story. Black Camelot, they called it. They build a story, this aura around people, and you're supposed to follow. You're supposed to go with it. Same with Fauci. He's an amazing guy, man. Oh, my gosh. You know, he's it. He's the man about town. He's a fraud. If the Obamas were truly popular, they'd be all over the place. They could go anywhere they want to go. They would be doing what? Remember when the Clintons went on their tour? What did I tell you about that tour? It's been a long time. You probably forgot. I said to you, when the Clintons, they did two locations. I said, this tour won't go into the following year. It didn't. They canceled every location. Go look it up. Google Clinton tour. See how many locations. They got nobody to show up. They were begging people to show up. The tickets started out at some crazy amount of money. It got to the point where they were $5. And then it got to the point where they were like, they were trying to get companies to buy the tickets and give them to people. They couldn't give tickets away to see the Clintons because nobody cared. They're all narcissists. Some of them worse than others, but the Obamas are big-time narcissists. And they are not going to let you know that they aren't popular. It's another one of the ruses of the left. Oh, if y'all mess with us, we'll bring in the Obamas. Bring them. Bring them. We're ready. Bring your political fight. If the Obamas are the best you can do, good luck. What about the cop killings, right? That's a ruse. Do you start to see the cracking of the mortar around the foundation of the leftists with this cop killing theme? The increase in crime all over all these cities, and it's the cops' fault, right? People are waking up. You know who's waking up? The people who have to live with this. The people who say, I depend on the police. There's a comedian, one of the funniest guys on the planet. He's passed away. His name is Patrice O'Neill. And he was talking about, he goes, I don't know about y'all, but I like cops. He goes, you like cops when you get stuff. He goes, I was, I didn't like cops when I was young and I didn't have anything. But he goes, now that I got stuff, I like cops. Because cops keep me with my stuff. This is a black dude telling folks, wait till you get stuff. Then you're going to like cops. See, these kids out there, the cops, man, they're bad people. They don't have anything. They have what their parents give them. Wait until they get a car and some Antifa goon smashes their car. Their car they paid for. Something that is value to them. Breaks into their house like that couple in St. Louis that stood out there with the rifle and the gun, afraid that Antifa was going to come in their house. See, they got stuff. They want to be protected. Anyway, these cops, right? All the cops are bad guys. You know what de Blasio? Let's quietly not tell anybody, but we need more cops. We're going to put the cops back in the budget. But don't say anything. Let's not let everybody know, because we got to keep the narrative going. That we're hate the cops, man. Defund the police. Anthony Brown Jr., he got shot a year or so ago. A cop was found not guilty. Not a whole lot of hoopla over it. Because people are sick of the thug stuff that's happening. I'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are slick, folks. Slick liars, scoundrels, evil to their rotten cores. But they are slick, more than anything. Duplicitous. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Telling you the truth about the other side. The side that wants you to believe they care about America, they don't. They want you to believe they care about you, they don't. They care about kids, widows, and orphans, as they say, they don't. They care about nothing but themselves. They are the most egotistical, self-centered people on the planet. And what's sad is that they see themselves as good people. And I know people are going to get a little upset that I'm going to compare them to anorexics, people that see themselves one way when they're not. The case with anorexics, with anorexia, is that, they see themselves as being overweight when they're really not. And so it's a devastating disease, and I'm not making fun of it. Leftists see themselves as good people, and I want you to understand, they look in the mirror, they see somebody doing something for good.
when in fact they are evil. It is essentially the same thing, the way you view yourself. There's a lady who was over a cult, and I was watching Dr. Phil, and he described her. I don't even know the terminology, but he says it's one thing to be this one type of narcissist, but one that enjoys seeing bad things happen to people, enjoys torturing people, making their lives miserable. That is the pathology of leftism. They announce some bold new initiative, some unachievable idea. Then for years, they demand more on that bold plan. But they never mention the failures. Like Seattle's $16.69 minimum wage. It started out as $15. It's going up and up and up. And businesses are being scuttled. They see it as a success. Old people are in Seattle. If you're on a fixed income, you took a kick in the groin when they implemented this minimum wage. And it's every year. It's going up with the, quote, standard of living. Now, I looked at Seattle's numbers, and they can boast, oh my goodness, we've got a higher cost of living, you know, a standard of living. Let me give you the average of expenditures in Seattle. Housing, the average American in the U.S. is $20,000. Housing for Seattle, $29,000. It's a 30% increase over whatever, you know, over the average American. So if you get a 20% increase in your salary, who cares? Transportation was not as much. It was about a 15% increase. Food is a 20% increase in Seattle. Average American, $8,000 in food. Average Seattle person, $10,291. Personal insurance and pensions, average American, $7,200. Average in Seattle, $10,317. Well over a 30% increase. All other items, average American, $11,144. Seattle, $14,778. So it squeezed the balloon. They make it appear as though you're winning when in fact you're not. The reason why you need the money that they want to get you is because you live in Seattle. And those numbers, by the way, folks, are going to get really skewed as the prices of goods and services go up. Let me tell you, if you add a dollar to an entrepreneur's cost, he's got to charge you $2.50. He's not just going to eat the dollar. He's trying to make money, he or she. Nothing the Democrats do, nothing these leftists do work. Here's some other examples. This is green energy. I'm reading from the Chicago Sun-Times. 5 years ago, Illinois lawmakers passed a law that boldly aimed to build a solar power industry from scratch, while also saving thousands of jobs at two struggling Exelon nuclear plants. Besides bailing out the nuclear plants, the Future Energy Jobs Act promised to create tens of thousands of solar power jobs, get the state moving away from fossil fuels, to a point where by 2025, Illinois would be getting a quarter of its power from clean energy sources. This article from the Chicago Sun-Times says things haven't worked out as planned. The 2025 target is now far out of reach. The jobs expectation went unmet. And the solar energy is laying off workers as the funding that was promised has dried up. An investigation by Inside Climate News and the Chicago Sun-Times found. Look, I'm going to give the Chicago Sun-Times some credit. At least they did an investigative report. It's never going to work. Elon Musk said something along the lines that it is not sustainable, not that he's an expert necessarily, but Musk said it's not sustainable to have all electric cars. We can't power all electric cars. You want to know why he says that? Because he knows what it takes to power a battery. So you make that transition, and it is not going to go the way the leftists tell you. Here's another example. I just saw a thing. It said it's from a new one of these, you know, Skill or Black and Decker, one of those groups that does, you know, the hand tools and the In this case, it was a lawnmower and a power blower. And it's electric. And they bragged that it could blow air at 160 miles an hour. So here's their big advertisement. You can power the battery in less than 5 minutes. So you, because, you know, think about it. If you got a lawnmower and it's run on battery power, that's a lot of spinning and, you know, and stuff like that. It eats up a lot of energy quickly. And I don't know if you've ever used these power tools, but when they run out, they're out and you got to sit and you're charging them. Or you buy multiple batteries, you charge them up. And you know what happens when you charge up multiple batteries. You don't use them all the time, so the battery will slowly drain and you're using up power. But what Elon Musk knows is every time that battery discharges, no matter how fast you power it up, you're sucking energy out of the grid. You know what's powering the grid? It's not going to be solar. It's not going to be wind or whatever. It's going to be that grid that keeps on having to be there. That black energy grid, coal. So he's aware of this, and he's sounding the alarm bell that, hey, look, you can't just dump this. This is a guy that makes electric cars, people. He makes electric cars. And he's telling, I sound like Jim Gaffigan, he's telling you that you can't get away with this. But everybody's, Amazon says, we will be a 100% clean energy by this time. No, they will not. Anybody telling you that is a liar. And that's what Democrats and leftists are. They want you to feel good. They give you hope. This is what the future holds. It's not going to happen. Now, look, maybe there is some alien technology that can run on air, you know, or what about the hydrogen technologies? But not right now. Let's just be truthful with America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is reportedly hurt after at least 10 gunshots were fired at George Floyd Square in Minneapolis. It happened today on the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Minneapolis police saying a vehicle raced out of the area. The area is still considered an autonomous zone, so police were not able to respond as quickly. The victim's injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. President Biden is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a trip to Europe next month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defending the decision of Biden sitting down with Putin.
This is how diplomacy works. We don't work together. We don't meet with people only when we agree. It's actually important to meet with leaders when we have a range of disagreements. We don't regard the meeting with the Russian president as a reward. We regard it as a vital part of defending America's interests.
USA Radio News. Many Texans are celebrating as a major gun law is passed by the legislature.
Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The official start of the hurricane season is June 1st. Miami Police Chief Art Acevedo is reminding everyone to get ready now as preparation is key.
Remember, the Miami Police Department, we will deploy. We will be here for you, but we need you to help us by you being prepared.
Acevedo reminding everyone the common sense preparation tips.
To not take hurricanes for granted, to understand that you need to be prepared to be self-sustaining as a family, to have enough water, enough non-perishable goods and food to last you anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked earlier about Fauci the fraud, the little frog, and how he's just he's a liar. He's a paid bureaucrat, paid to say what they tell him to say. They use him to tout the science, but he's less of a scientist than you and I. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let's play that clip again of where he's backtracking. Fauci said, and many of the media outlets claimed, that Donald Trump lied when he said that this virus came from China. And we'll play the Trump clip because, and we covered this in the first segment, but I want to cover it again a little bit differently because I'm going to expound on Fauci's lies. But Donald Trump said this at the time.
Have you seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I think that the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves because they're like the public relations agency for China. And this country pays them almost $500 million a year. And China pays them $38 million a year. And whether it's a lot or more, doesn't matter. It's still, they shouldn't be making excuses when people make horrible mistakes, especially mistakes that are causing hundreds of thousands of people around the world to die. I think the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves.
Welcome back. Now, you can investigate this for yourself, and you will see that Fauci was going around essentially saying that it didn't come from the Wuhan lab in China. And as I said, all the discussion at the time was around, Trump being a xenophobe and you shouldn't call it Chinese, you know, Wu flu and all that. They quickly flipped to this. And it hasn't been so long that you've forgotten. You know this occurred. So we know that Fauci was saying what they want him to say. He's already, just recently, he admitted he's wearing a mask for show. He called it theater. When he got accused of it being political theater, how dare you say that I'm wearing this for theater? It's not theater. This has nothing to do with theater. Then they ask him again. He goes, well, I mean, technically, I really don't have to wear it. It's more for theater. This guy is a paid, bona fide liar. He's a shill. And the idea, I don't know about you guys, I am sick and tired of taking people as experts because the government says it. It took a long time to figure out, but I'm to the point now where when they say this person's a government expert, I'm like, well, the person is just paid to be an expert. It's like paying for somebody to come testify because you want them to say something the way you want them. They don't believe it. They're like, okay, which way do you want this to go? Well, we want you to say that the oil did contaminate the water supply. Okay, great. But then the next guy says, well, we would like you to say that the oil didn't contaminate the water supply. You got it. It just depends on who gets to the so-called expert first. We know this was a lie. And here's what's interesting. This is from the New York Post the other day. Three researchers at a Chinese lab have been scrutinized as a possible origin of the coronavirus pandemic. Now I'm bringing this up because I'm telling you the lies are coming to fruition. People are finally going, ah, see? Mm-hmm. I knew it. They went to the hospital due to an illness in November of 2019, according to a new report. So I want you to understand what's happening with Trump. Trump says it. They discount it. They make him look like he's insane. They ridicule. They do everything they can to make it look like the man doesn't know what he's talking about. And then you know what comes up later? It was true. Trump said they're letting in criminals and rapists and murderers at the border. The Mexicans are coming in. Oh, my gosh. How's he doing talking about the Mexicans? You know what we found out? They're letting in criminals, rapists, and terrorists, and a lot of them under the guise of being Mexicans. The Wall Street Journal, which cited current and former U.S. officials, reported that the intelligence gathered by, quote, an international partner expands on a State Department document confirming that workers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology fell ill with symptoms consistent with both COVID-19 and common seasonal illness in the fall of 2019. So this disease escaped. China said nothing. When it finally hit critical mass, and by the way, The Democrats knew about this in advance. Don't be fooled. Don't be naive. And when it finally hit that China had done this, they worked in conjunction with China to do the Great Reset. They unleashed this disease around the world in order to make people fall in line. It was a test to see how far they could push things. They used it to get Trump out. They said, we can't go to the polls. We need to do mail-in ballots. We need massive mail-in ballots, not requested ballots. They pushed every rule. They changed every rule to accommodate this faked-up, trumped-up scamdemic. They write, the officials were split on the strength of the intelligence, with one telling the journal it needed more corroboration and another saying it was of exquisite quality and very precise. I'll leave you to determine which side of the political spectrum those different responses were on. It's kind of like when Adam Schiff said he had hardcore evidence of Trump's collusion with Russia, and we have yet to see it. It's kind of like when the Democrats said the Tea Party is full of racists, yet they have yet to produce one. But I'll tell you this. I guarantee you I can prove Russian collusion with the Democrats, and I guarantee you I can find racists right in front of your face with the Democrat Party. You get it? So they try to make Trump look stupid. They said, and I want to give you some data, because again, this was from 2019. But I Googled China and COVID. China, well, they won't do Wu flu and coronavirus. And here's what came up: China COVID. They give you the number of cases and the number of deaths. Chinese virologist claims China created and deliberately ... MSNBC. Here's one that, and I'll get to these others later because I want to talk about what happened when Trump uttered the words China virus. China coronavirus, photos about China. And they have a map of China, by the way, with this. Now, here's what was interesting to me. When you brought up China and the virus, I didn't think you would find any stories that connected China to the actual Wu flu, but I did. But here's what was more interesting is what happened when you looked at what Trump had said about it, calling it the China virus. Trump sued for saying China virus, Kung Flu. This was in Yahoo News. He's reportedly being sued for repeated use of China virus. Now, keep in mind, we can now officially say that this virus came from China. Ask yourself, what happened? What happened where you couldn't say it, now you can? What's going on in the U.S.-Sino relationships with China to where we can now give official proclamation that, yeah, it probably was, because that's what Fauci said. He was asked this question. We'll play the clip.
And like you said, there's a lot of cloudiness around the origins of COVID-19 still. So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. And I think the real unfortunate aspect of what Senator Paul did is he was conflating research in a collaborative way with Chinese scientists, which was, you know, you'd almost have to say if we did not do that, we would almost be irresponsible, because SARS-CoV-1 clearly originated in China, and we were fortunate to escape a major pandemic. So we really had to learn a lot more about the viruses that were there, about whether or not people were getting infected with bad viruses. So in a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. And what he conflated that is that therefore we were involved in creating the virus, which is the most ridiculous majestic leap I've ever heard of. But no, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability exactly what happened.
What you need to keep in mind was her original question. Are you still convinced that this virus came about naturally?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksonez.
The first and only time that Dr. Birx and I went in and formally made a recommendation to the president to actually have a, quote, shutdown in the sense of not really shutdown, but to really have strong mitigation. We discussed it. Obviously, there would be concern by some that, in fact, that might have some negative consequences. Nonetheless, the president listened to the recommendation and went to the mitigation. The next second, time that I went with Dr. Birx into the president and said, 15 days are not enough. We need to go 30 days. Obviously, there were people who had a problem with that because of the potential secondary effects. Nonetheless, at that time, the president went with the health recommendations, and we extended it another 30 days. So I can only tell you what I know and what my recommendations were. But clearly, as happens all the time, there were interpretations of that response to a hypothetical question that I just thought it would be very nice for me to clarify because I didn't have the chance to clarify. Thank you. No, to be honest with you, I don't even remember what the date was. I can just tell you the first and only time that I went in and said we should do mitigation strongly, the response was, yes, we'll do it.
Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. But this is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
I want you to hear what Dr. Makary told me on radio about what he witnessed at the start of this pandemic and how Dr. Fauci is tending to point fingers, but where one should really point. Listen.
Where was Dr. Fauci January 1st to March 11th? Never once sounded the alarm. Missed the entire pandemic. Period. A bunch of us were out there, Scott Gottlieb, myself and others, on the airwaves, other places, saying, look, get ready. Start contingency plans. Maybe get ready to expand hospitals. We didn't know it was going to hit us. And Dr. Anthony Fauci was out there telling people, don't worry, don't wear a mask. He is a politician with an MD behind his name.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark, in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We could go, I could play you an entire show of clips of Fauci and showcase that he's nothing but a fraud, a total fraud, a bureaucrat paid to say. He dances like when they say dance, he goes and he dances. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being a part of what I do 5 days a week, at least 2 hours a day on podcasts. If you catch us on the weekend, I don't know what hour you get or if you get both hours. Tell your radio station you want more if you do. So Trump sounds the alarm bell, does everything right, and then he's got bureaucrats who have nothing except their own agenda. That's what he's fighting against. So I ask you, what else has Fauci lied about? I just played you clips of him. It's okay. There's not anything to worry about. You don't need to wear a mask, which I don't think he needed it anyway. But there was no need to panic. But he should have at least said, yeah, this is a legit disease. It's going to kill a few people like the flu, and you don't need to panic. See, he was closer to the truth at the early beginning. But then they got to him. Somebody said, you know what, Fauci, say this. And he did. $500,000 a year almost he makes, plus the mega millions he makes as a movie star. Everybody seems to want to give him that distinction, make him into something bigger than what he is. So there you have it. But I want to talk about Donald Trump and the idea that he's being sued because he sounded the warning bell and said, hey, it's the China virus. And what that means. What it means that he's been validated. Everything he said, he's been vindicated. Not that he needed to be. But I definitely got to share these headlines with you. This is amazing. So I already told you, here's the one from Yahoo News. Trump sued for saying China virus, Kung Flu, while he was dot, dot, dot. And it says, when he was still in office, anti-China rhetoric, blaming China for, quote, unleashing the coronavirus. Trump routinely uses terms such as Chinese virus, Wuhan virus, Kung flu during his term, arguing that it's not racist. Here's the next one. Trump's Chinese virus tweet helped lead to rise in racist, dot, dot, dot. China virus, not racist. President Trump attempted to shift blame for the spread of the coronavirus to China by using the phrase China virus. This was ABC News. This is what was happening at the time. I want you to understand. They, in an organized cabal, the media and everybody said, let's get this guy. He will not refer to this. And ultimately, after he left office, it ended up with somebody suing him. But here's another one. Trump sued for $22 million for calling COVID China virus. Keep in mind, all the media was calling it that as well. But he continued. So who did they decide to sue? Donald Trump. This is in a RT, which is Russian news. Extreme and outrageous conduct. That's what the civil rights lawsuit waged by, I think it was a black group. It wasn't even Asians. They called it extreme and outrageous conduct. Here's CNN Politics. Trump again defends using the term China virus. See, they wanted people to attack him. I refuse to call it coronavirus or COVID-19. I call it the Wu flu. I do it for exactly the reason what we're dealing with right now. It's from Wuhan. It's the flu. The same way we've already chronicled how they take things and called it the Spanish flu, Ebola. That's a region in Africa, and I could go on. You guys are smart enough to know all this stuff. But I want you to understand all that was happening during the time, and I want to put it in the context of what happens every time Donald Trump, a.k.a. you, who voted for him, are proven to be right. What happens? That lawsuit goes out. Remember, let's think about the things that people are being sued about. People got sued over Dominion. They said Dominion cheated. You've seen the videos. You know they cheated. What happens if Maricopa County comes back, because it's still out there in some of these other places, and they prove this? What happens? What happens when they prove that it seems like everybody associated with the January 6th riot, it wasn't the Proud Boys. Instead, it was a bunch of radical leftists who had ties to either BLM or Antifa. What happens then? See, what I'm trying to explain is people are getting it. And they're getting it in ways, they're demonstrating that they're getting it in ways that you have to be paying attention to. I gave you Joe Biden going to Louisiana the other day. He was going to go there to some bridge that was built. It was coming down because of probably global climate change and Donald Trump's hair. Who knows? Nobody showed up. I explained that Joe Biden was supposed to give the commencement address at Notre Dame. They fought it. They didn't want him there. The dude hasn't been in office 100 days. Can you imagine? Well, he has been about 100 days, but can you imagine if Barack Obama, his first 100 days in office, was supposed to give a commencement address? Here's what I would say. Somebody let me know, was he ever turned down in his first year as a president to do anything? How popular was he? You get what I'm going? When you look at this stuff and you look at everything that's getting vindicated, little by little, all the things that are coming out, if you're smart, folks, you're looking at this and you're going, leftism is losing. See, that's my contention. Leftism is losing. It's losing bad. And we just have to understand that and pile on. Don't let up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.